Okay.
Hey everybody, it's me, Kitty Jones. Welcome to End of the Day Podcast. And this is a very exciting episode because it's my first video episode. And why not have one of my favorite people in the entire world? I'm lying. Join me for my first video podcast, my sister Christy. Yay! Yes. And it was, I went through hell and back getting her here, but thanks for coming.
You're welcome, sis.
What are you sipping on? What are you sipping on?
A little red Moscato.
Okay, it's giving a little bit. Okay, got your little vibes. What is my hat giving? Yes. Is it giving bad bitch or Jeepers Creepers?
It's giving a little of both.
A little bit of both. You like shit.
I'm leaning a little towards Jeepers, okay, but
I don't know. Maybe the way I got it, if I lean it to the side a little bit.
No, it's cute. I'm just playing.
Okay. I thought maybe I needed to kick that hoe to the side. Just for okay, so thank you for joining me. I'm excited because I've been wanting to do video podcast episodes, but, you know, sometimes your hair is not giving. Sometimes your face isn't giving. You know what I mean? I know, like, with at least for me, and I've noticed a couple of others, like, with wearing those masks, like, it's like a breakout that happens right here, and it's been killing me. Are you experiencing that?
Not personally, but a lot of friends are. I heard a lot of people say that. Yeah.
You inherited the good skin. I got the bad side word. I just got to be careful. For real. You and Sophia, who's my our older sister. Perfect skin. I'm always the one that's got some shit going on. So.
But you feel fine, though. So.
Facts.
Okay, so
basically I wanted to invite you because you're my favorite person to discuss when it comes to what to watch, what not to watch, what was a waste of money,
right?
And just how we felt about stuff, right? Okay, so recently, true to the game, okay, let me give you guys a backstory. Terry Woods is an author. She wrote, I think, four parts of the True to the Game series of books. And one, two, and three were all three made into movies. Manny Haley, he was like a manager for Keisha Cole and a bunch of other celebrities in the early and late 2000s. I remember seeing him on Keisha Cole's BET. She had that reality show. So I remember seeing him then. And then I think he did some stuff with Diddy. But he's moved into the movie producing game. And he brought us True to the Game 1, 2, and then we got 3. So those of you that are familiar with how 2 ended, which Qadir ended up getting killed. And who was it? What's the guy's name that killed him? It always slips my mind. What's the guy's name that killed him?
I'm trying to think.
His name. It's killing
me. Dang, I forgot.
It's killing me. Cute guy, beard. Anyway, Qadir is played by Columbus Short. And anyway, he dies in the movie. And there's a part 3, and in part 3, you're like, okay, so where is this going? Actually, I'm lying. Part 2, he dies in 1. Why didn't you correct me?
Part 1. Yeah, because of this.
Terrible. You're supposed to be helping me, chat. Okay,
he died in 1.
Right, Jarrell is the guy that's his rival.
Yes.
Jarrell. Okay. Which is played by Andre. Fuller. Andre Fuller. Very handsome actor. He's been in a lot of Christmas films. He's done some stage plays, I believe, I think with Tyler Perry. I think he was on the Have and Have Nots. But, you know, IMDb him, Google him. I think he's somewhere on Instagram. He's a very handsome guy. But that was Columbus Short's rival in True to the Game 1. And he ended up killing him at the end of that one. Part 2 comes, and it's all about Jarrell on this rampage. He's killing up, like, you know, they're still rivaling. He's trying to, like, go after Gina, who is Quadir's fiance when he gets killed. And so he's kind of, like, getting revenge by looking for her and trying to get his money or whatever. Now, answer me this, because in part 2, I don't know why I have to sneeze right now. Sorry, I don't have COVID. I just got vaccinated, but now when I see people sneeze or cough, we can't help but to think that, right?
Girl, where's my Lysol?
No, we're miles apart. She's in Kansas, by the way, you guys. I'm in Texas right now, so that's the reason we had to do the video like this. But basically, okay, this is what I wanted to know. Why is he chasing Gina in part 2 over money that doesn't belong to him? That was money that Gina got out of a safe. So why does he keep saying, "I'm, you know, give me my money"? Like, why is he saying that? What happened? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
What makes him think he's entitled to that? Like, and then right. I noticed when I watched part 3, let me speed you guys up. Jarrell gets killed at the end of part 2 because miraculously Columbus Short comes back to life. We're in the last 5 minutes of the film. It's like he never died. And then you leave. I mean, your mouth is on the floor. Like, where did he come from? Right. Cause they had this big funeral and we just didn't understand, like, how did he come back to save Gina at the end? So when part 3 comes,
right,
which it just came in theaters back in November, or no, December 3rd is when it came out in theaters. What did you think of part 3? On a scale,
on a scale from 1 to 10.
Yeah, if you had to rate it against 1 and 2.
Ooh, rate it against 1 and 2. I would have to give it. I'm gonna say that's hard. A 6.
Okay.
A 6. Because it was good, but it was still a couple of parts in there that's like, that don't make sense. Like, they could have played that part a little bit better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was disappointed in... Okay, so when part 3 comes on, it's Quadir and Gina, and she's waking up from being knocked out because the guy Jarrell, before... He killed him at the end of part 2. He actually knocked out Gina. So that's when Columbus Short, aka Quadir, comes and saves the day. He's alive. So when part 3 comes on, she's waking up out of this, you know, trance or whatever, or knocked out. And she's like, I can't believe I'm looking at you. And then she has all these flashbacks. Yeah. And then she's angry at him at first because she's like, why did you leave me for a year thinking that you were dead? Yeah. You know,
you were dead.
Yeah. And I kind of felt my heart, I felt where she was coming from, because it seemed like a lonely journey for her in part 2. And I really liked the way their story was building. And then for him to get killed in part 1, I was like, damn, that's messed up, you know? So,
right. Yeah.
Why would you rate it a 6? What were some of the parts in it that made you go, not quite a 10?
For one, I didn't like how they had her sister portraying, like, she was this bad girl, and all of a sudden, like,
robbing people. Like,
we could have went without that.
Yeah.
We could have went without that. And then me and you, remember we were talking about the, grandma part, Gaget.
Okay. So ridiculous.
That whole scene.
No offense to writers. I don't remember that. I have to go back and read the book to find out what happened around that time in the book. Cause it's fuzzy. It's been a couple of years since I read the book. But I thought it was ridiculous if Gaguette's past was her dealing drugs and being like in that life, you would think, no, for real. Like, you would think now that she's older and, you know, it's in a jesting case situation that she would have a gun and she was warned that people were coming to her house to kill her and all she did was bury her head in a Bible. That's fine. Yeah. We love, you know, God is the answer. But the answer is guns were created to kill a motherfucker if they come to your door. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This man kicked her door in and all she did was back up. Like, it was given.
I hope that was in the book, because if it wasn't, that part could have been left out.
And then he he didn't even kill her with a gun. He had a pallet. It wasn't even a damn hammer, wasn't it?
he beat his dad. That's a damn shame.
I'm glad they didn't show it, because I would have been disgusted by that. So
yeah. But even the thought was enough.
Yeah.
We could have went without that.
But if you guys just want to feel like you're getting some closure on True to the Game, I do recommend that you go ahead and watch it to see how Quadir came back to life, you know, the whole thing. And then the ending ends with Gina being pregnant, and then she's having flashbacks of Jarrell. Now, in part two, they didn't show them sleeping together. So it's kind of like, why is she even thinking of him in the back of her mind? You know what I mean? While she's pregnant, getting married on the beach to Quadir. So that's kind of weird. I think maybe they threw that in there because that's how the book was.
She really was pregnant.
Yeah. If you go back, you'll see she touched her stomach. And then, she was really big. And I was thinking, they didn't even go on an actual date because she canceled it. Remember? Remember her and Jarrell were going to go on that date? And she canceled it because that white guy that she was playing volleyball with called and was like, he attacked me. And that so they never even went on a date, so they didn't sleep together in part two. So I could see how it could be confusing for people that never read the book, and they would be like, where did that come from? Why is she even considering that it might be Jarrell's? Unless Jarrell raped her while she was knocked out, but that wasn't even enough time because Quadir came so fast. So it's like, okay. But in the book, it does go in that direction. So I don't know if they were just trying to satisfy the people that read the book or not. But anyways, do you recommend people go ahead and check it out just to get a peace of mind?
Might as well, you know, at least it picks up, you know?
Yeah.
You want to know what happened? Go ahead and check it out.
Check it out. So, all right, me too. I would say 8.5.
Really?
I would give it an 8.5 because I'm a big fan of Columbus Short. I mean, even I've seen him in films that were completely terrible. But because of this, I'm serious. But because of the delivery that he has and his ability to just like draw you in, I feel like, I would watch it because he's in it. That's the kind of actor he is for me.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so I would give it that. And then there was some, you know, some bad, but I would say his acting made up for it. And I like Chris, I think his name is Lofton. He was the one that played Jarrell's brother in 3. And he's coming up, he's going to be on Tommy's Power Book Force.
Oh, for real?
Yes. So that's a nugget.
Okay.
So, yeah, his name is Chris Lofton or something like that. I don't know how to pronounce the last name, but his Chris is spelled K-R-I-S, and I see him a lot on Instagram. But he's going to get really popular, I believe, when Force comes out. So, speaking of the Power Universe, what did you think of Book 2, Episode 7 on Sunday?
It was given. It was given.
Do you think that Tariq will go ahead and take a deal after seeing his sister go through that on the stand?
No. I don't think he will. I think he's gonna figure out some way through a lawyer, through something to probably get off so the story can continue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think he'll, because if he goes to jail, it's gonna be the end of it.
Good. I want him to
And
get killed.
oh
I'm trying to figure out
no.
why y'all rooting for Tariq all of a sudden. I hate the little
I don't
motherfucker.
know either. I have no idea because I hate him just as much as the next person. But the way the writers make the story go, it kind of makes you feel sorry for him because of
But
circumstances
he
a little
created
bit.
all the circumstances.
He did, but it's still messed up.
I know where you're coming from because it's like, who do you root for? Because the way that they started book two was people still in shock that Ghost died, right? So they started
Yeah.
introducing these characters that we didn't get a build up to, I guess, attach ourselves to for us to feel like we have a connection with them. They just threw them in there
Yeah.
because it's Mary J. Blige and Method Man, so we're automatically supposed to have this connection with the character. But I don't like Monet.
No,
I'm not
I
rooting
don't
for
like her
her.
character either. No,
You understand where
not.
I'm
I'm
coming
starting to get
from?
a soft spot. I do. I'm getting a little soft spot for her too. I don't just because of her situation, her circumstances. I feel like she was put in that position because of her man,
Yeah.
and so she kind of had to do what she had to do. And then now she's at a point where she's like, okay, I'm done. I'm about to try to turn this around.
Yeah.
But here comes,
Yeah.
here comes circumstances again. And so I don't know.
Yeah.
But I can't stand her daughter.
You know what? I liked her season one. What's happening?
I don't know,
It's
but I
a
cannot.
really like disrespect, like since her dad
It's
got out of
lit.
jail. It's been really
Yes.
disrespectful. Like she said, I didn't
It's
tell you to do that. I was like,
right.
what?
Yes. Even though Monet treat them like shit too, I'm not gonna
She
lie.
does. She
But
does.
at the same time, it's still your mother, and you just gotta, I don't
She was
know.
respectful before her dad got out. So what gave her the battery in her back to start dissing her mom like that and purposely like,
Pushing off her friends and
Bringing her
control.
dad food and not her mom. Like, I thought that was like, whoever's writing this does not like their mom in real life. For real. Okay, so what do you think about Mecca telling Zeke that he was his dad? Do you think he's making Monique, okay, not Monet, Monique, I mean Monet. When Zeke went back to his dorm and Monet walked in and saw him packing, do you think he believed Monet and that he's done pursuing what Mecca said, or do you think he's just putting the fire out with her and he'll still have that curiosity and go looking for this fake dad that she said was in prison? Do you think it's in there, or what do you think is gonna happen now? Like,
I don't know, it's hard to say because he trusts her so much and he hangs on her every word. You know what I mean? So it seems
he
because she came and gave
does. It's
does.
like he
It seemed
doesn't
like
have
he
a
was like,
clever
okay.
bone in his body. Like he has to be
No.
directed.
He does. He does. But I still think that that's still gonna be in the back of his mind. Like, would he really just go out of his way, a fan, or
Yeah, to have a
to come and
tattoo. A
say
man
that?
that old, like really?
Yes. Yes. So he gotta think about it.
He kind of acts airheaded, and I don't like that.
Yeah, they got him. Yeah,
Yeah.
super airhead, real
And
dingy.
the
Like,
face expressions doesn't help at all.
girl kills every time. Every time.
Okay, so here's something that confused me, and you tell me if you were thinking the same thing. When Monet and Mecca were having a conversation, they were talking about how she was 16 when she got pregnant, right? Zeke is supposed to be the oldest. Because that's her oldest child. That's what when they're talking, that all this is coming out. So how old is
Right.
Zeke supposed to be if he's in a junior in college? What is he? What year is he in college right now? Because was he a
They really have specified, but if he's
he can't be more
he
than
might be a
20,
junior.
21.
I mean, when you is he a junior or a senior? Because he could be 22.
Okay, let's just say he is 22.
Okay.
You're not going to make me believe that Monet is 38. I'm not being funny. I love me some Mary. She's, you know, she's beautiful. But you're not going to make me think that this lady is 38. You just, it's just not going to fly. It's just not.
Oh, she could pass for kind of about to be 40, I think.
Don't play.
No.
And Kane looks like he way older than Zeke.
Kane.
Yeah. And then are the other two twins? Did I hear something about them being twins? Diana and
Drew? I don't know that. But that would be a better outcome if they were. Because then
that would make more sense.
Yeah, but I don't think they are, honestly.
Okay, so hopefully, if Zeke is 21, I'm not thinking he's 22 yet. If he's 21, then maybe Kane is 20. Maybe they're a year apart.
It could be 21, 20, 19, 18. Because she's trying to go to college, right?
Okay, so maybe she just turned 18 and she wants to go to college.
Yeah.
But what was she doing last season? Because they didn't even show her going to school.
That's just not a part of the plot.
Yeah, I guess the same way Tariq not having a car ain't a part of the fucking plot either.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Kitchen rock.
Okay, so I have refused to watch and be indulged in it like I was, you know, because I'm an original power person and I've been waiting on, you know, I've been waiting on Tommy's show and I got drawn into Raising Kanan. But I will say the episodes that I've caught this season so far, I'm impressed because I caught myself up out of boredom. I went through one, you know, season one. It wasn't impressive to me. Season one, I think people watched it maybe because it wasn't shit else on. I mean, we got so accustomed to looking at the original at the same time every year for 6 years. You know, it's like, okay, what is Ghost alive? And that's what people leave every episode thinking in season one. Like, okay, we're looking for clues to see if he's alive or is he going to come? You know what I mean? Or is he going to appear as a ghost? So after, I guess, people came down off that, you know, they were like, okay, they saw Tommy, I think, in the season finale. And it kind of gave, that nostalgia of the first one.
Yeah. So,
I think I'm past the part that Ghost died, even though I think that would be amazing if he's in, you know what I mean? Kind of pulling a Quadir from True to the Game where he disappears.
Yeah.
Girl.
Okay.
That damn television.
Yes.
Shut
girl.
That fucking TV. I promise you. I know they know this.
Yes.
Okay.
They ain't going to do it.
Wishful thinking. But girl, why did I just freeze some Big Red? You know, when you put it in the oven, I mean not oven, in the freezer, and it's like icy and you shake it up and it still has that, you know, the soda in there, but not all of it is froze.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tear that up when I get off this thing.
I haven't had a Big Red in years.
Chris bought me a Big Red 2-liter last week, and I'm just now, like, trying to get to it because I spent, like, 5 days straight just drinking water because I was like, you know how you have those, because, you know, I started breaking out from the mask. So I was like, okay, I'm putting products on my face to kind of get the breakout away, and then I'm drinking more water so it can clear up faster too. But girl, I had to get this soda today. I had to. But okay, I don't want to keep you long. I'm so happy that you joined me, you guys. It's End of the Day podcast on video for the first time. My sister Chrissy is joining me and we're just shooting the shit about, you know, what to watch, what not to watch. And True to the Game 3, she gave it a 6, I gave it an 8. It came out in theaters December the 3rd. I think it's in select theaters still, and it may be on Prime Video soon. Because I think they sent the other one to Prime Video, didn't they? Like, after a while, you could buy it on Prime for, like, $3.99 or something like that, from what I remember. But you would have to follow. First and second. Go ahead.
The first and second one you said?
No, the second one we were, it was during the height of the pandemic. The second one had come out and they had it in select theaters. And then like a couple months later, it was available on Amazon Prime. For, you know, you could buy it. So I think they may do the same thing with the second one. But follow True to the Game 3 movie. I think that's the Instagram account. So you can find out when they're going to have it streaming if you're not comfortable going to the movies right now. Right, sis?
Yes, ma'am.
The movies right now. I don't know if your friends are going to be tuning in. But you talked me into seeing Scream 5, which was in theaters on Friday. It snowed in Kansas, but you cheated and watched it online and then made your friends think that you were good. You just saw it for the first time on Sunday. Let's talk about it.
Thanks a lot.
I told you I was going to out you. So I haven't seen it, but I looked at a spoiler video on it. And I found out that my favorite character died. Now, I had a feeling because, you know, when they bring back movies like that after so long, they have to have like this big what the fuck, you know what I mean? To draw people back into the to draw people back into
the I had a feeling one of them was going to. Goodness. I still didn't want it to be.
Don't say
I mean, if it was one of the three, though, I would have rather had been Gale.
Yeah.
But I love all three of them. I would have rather all three. That's messed up to say. I'm sorry.
I know. No, it's not because I think this person is everybody's favorite because of he's been through some shit, man. You know?
Yeah.
Even though we spoiled True to the Game 2, 3, the reason we're not going to all the way spoil Scream 5 is because it literally just came out like 3 days ago. And True to the Game has been out for almost 2 months now, so
yeah,
it is what it is. But so on a scale from 1 to 10, would you recommend people watch or go spend their money on it, or wait till it goes to streaming?
It's worth the watch. Go to the movies. I'll rate it out of a 1 to 10. I'm gonna rate it a 8.
Oh, good. Okay.
8. Yeah.
That's pretty high for you because you're picky as hell.
I know, but it's nostalgic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For the Scream fans. Yeah. So, yeah.
So it was giving. Like, it's scary, but it had like those funny moments too.
It definitely did. And it's a little more gory than
really
the other one. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So. That kind of horror.
Okay, well, I like scary movies, but I think what draw me to Scream was it was scary, but it still had like those light, fun moments to it where you're like, okay, I'm not frightened. I'm just like, oh my God, that just happened. You know what I mean? And it's like your anxiety is still, you know, going and trying to find out, okay, is she going to get away from this guy chasing her? Now, I like that feeling, but was the scariest movie that I've ever seen in my entire life is Evil Dead. I don't know if you're even old enough to remember that, but I think they remade Evil Dead.
It's not scary to me. It's hilarious.
Are you serious? It looks so That's the scariest, most demonic film I've ever seen in my life. I will never watch that again.
I'm going to go back and watch it. The original one?
Yes, the one from the 80s. That mom
I'm gonna
said,
have to
like my, I remember our mom because it used to be a Blockbuster video and she was just one day like this looks scary and bought it, and I had to be like 9, 10 watching it, and then I think I looked at it again like as a young adult and I was like, this is scary as fuck. Like I don't even want this in my mind. Like I didn't. And then the trees and all that stuff, and then the way they were talking coming up out the floor, like a demon was in them. Like, girl, no, man.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I saw the remake of that, and that scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, the remake, all of it. The part 1, 2, whatever, how many parts it has, I will know parts of it. For real. No parts of it.
None.
So that's kind of scary. I don't want to do it. But the Scream kind of fun, light humor with it, I'm good.
Yeah. It's not that kind of gory, but it just had a little bit more to it than we normally see.
Oh, I'm going to just say it like that. Is it gory like Final Destination guts and head chopped off?
No, not that much. Not that much. Oh, okay. Just a lot more stabbing. You know, it ain't just one stab. Like, he going in a couple times.
No pun intended. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I know you have a long, some things to do later on. I appreciate you joining me, discussing the films and, you know, Power Book 2. And I've been trying to get you to come and talk about these shows with me for a while. Before you go, though, I gave my top three or my top two favorites to check out on Tubi, because I always try to plug Tubi because it's free. And I know a lot of people are on a budget right now, and you never know, like, you know, there's, if you really think about it, we are paying a lot of money. If you add all these streaming services together, it's like a cable bill that we used to have, but they're all separate and they all have different things, and they're not giving you everything, but the other one is giving you your favorite channel. So you buy that one. It's a lot, but I always plug Tubi because they have some really good gems on there. And I told them about a couple of my favorites on there that, you know, I will recommend, and I try to do it every time I have a new episode. Do you have a couple of films from Tubi before we go that you recommend to my listeners? New or old?
Okay. Remember I was telling you about Plug Love. Did you ever watch Plug Love?
I saw Plug Love like 2018 when you first told me.
Okay. That's still a good one. If you haven't seen it, Plug Love.
Yeah, she's right about that. It's an old, it's a black urban film, and it's actually, it has a really good twist to it. Really good twist.
Yeah. That's one, I don't know. I can't think off the top of my head.
I told them about Dangerous Obsession and how, like, you know, like, that's the reason I'm like, dude, I'm against, like, online dating. But in this movie, I was telling them that instead of them doing it online, it was more like a phone chat line or something. And it was dangerous. But I was like, yeah, I recommend people watch it. Even though the acting was bad, it was still like a interesting story.
Yeah. That was good.
Now, what was that film? I couldn't think of the name of it on my last show because I was trying to tell them that you told me about it. But you said it was Getaway Girls Trip or... What was it? Girls Getaway or something you was telling me about with the girl from Empire in it. You was telling me about a getaway trip movie or something with, like, because you was like, it's
from the one talking about, because I don't think it wasn't the girl from Empire wasn't in the one I saw.
Oh, well.
This was a different.
Well, what was the name of it? I think you said it was called Getaway something.
Yeah, I think it was called like Getaway Girls Getaway Gone Bad or something like that, but it was really good. So you probably just type in Girls Getaway, a few will pop up and you'll figure out.
But you don't remember like the main actress in it?
No, because none of them were like main, you know, they were like big time, but you've seen them before. A couple of them, I was like, oh, okay, I remember her, you know? But it was wild and it had a crazy twist. So I'm going to have to think about that and we'll talk about it on the next go round.
Well, I also recommend, there was one called, was it Death Daycare or something that I told you about and you thought it was about killing kids and I was like, no, it's not.
I don't want to watch that.
No, they weren't killing kids. It was about this lady that was obsessed with this another child and she was trying to kidnap her. And yeah, but I'll tell you guys about that on the next episode because I want to get the names of the films right so you know what to search for. Because right now we have a brain freeze. We for real have a brain freeze. But thank you for joining me, Christy. I appreciate you. I know you got to get back to cooking and doing some stuff for my nieces and nephews and you've had a long day. I love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Too.
I will talk to you later.
Right.
All right.
See ya.
Have a good night.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right, you guys, that was my sister joining me for my first video podcast for End of the Day, and it doesn't look like she knows how to exit out. I'm going to let her struggle because it's fun. Oh, there she is. She's gone. But, yeah, that was fun. But, yeah, we'll have it together the next time as far as the list on what to watch and on Tubi for free. But, yeah, just browse around. It's one of my favorite free streaming services. And yeah, thanks for joining me. It's me, Kitty Jones, End of the Day. You guys have a great night.